Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Joel Totoro. He is a registered dietitian, but also director of sports science for Thorne, with a silent E. They are a science-driven health and wellness company. Joel, welcome to the show, and I love how sports science has evolved in the past few years, and just the data-driven, like we'll know how fast an outfielder was running to catch the ball. We can track how many miles a soccer player has run, but sometimes the data eats us up. How do you take that data and put it to good use?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's been a great journey to see how sports science has grown. And instead of guessing, we do have a lot of data. But for me, yeah, it's the what do we do with it? The so what, right? You can get overwhelmed with data. So from a nutrition side of it, it's really, for me, sports science is applying everything we know from the medical and academic side of things and applying it to sport in a way we do with making sick people healthier. What are those same advantages we can apply to sport? So, you know, what is your training load? How much are you asking of your body? What are you burning? What nutrients are you burning? And then what can we put back in, and knowing that you have to do this day in and day out? So how do we, you know, make sure you're fueled both on the field and for recovery, so that you're peaking at the right time of the season, you're not getting overwhelmed, you're not getting these nagging injuries. So
I remember about 20 years ago, I talked to a professional cyclist, and we were talking about all this energy food and high protein and all these things they were marketing towards athletes. And he goes, the thing you got to remember, all this stuff is just food. You know, nothing is a magic pill. So how do you sort of, because one size does not fit all. Every athlete might need a little more of this, a little more of that. And how do we avoid the trappings of thinking that we have to buy these bright labeled products?
Yeah, I think for me, supplements, it's in the name, right? It's a supplement to a well thought out diet. So for me, I look at supplementation. Are there areas in the diet, either as an athlete, that we're asking more, right? There's your body wants to survive day in, day out. So anything we ask it to do it above and beyond, there's a nutrient cost to that. So that's to me where supplements fall in. Rarely is it ever the primary choice. It's, all right, what are we doing? What's missing in our diet? Or something like magnesium, that's a higher need in athletes. Can we get enough in the diet? And if we can't, that's where supplements come in. And it's really understanding where you are. I always say, 20 years in human performance, a lot of what we do is on that foundational human. So if that foundational human isn't taking care of its basic needs, then trying to get that 2 to 3% atop isn't as impactful as, all right, is the diet there? Are we supplementing smart? Then we get that 2% of a 90% human goes a lot further.
You know, I think it's also frustrating too, the mixed messages of get out there and exercise. And then I was running a lot, and they're like, well, you over 50, you shouldn't run so much. And you'll hurt your knees. And I'm like, well, what am I to go on an elliptical at this point? I don't want to go on an elliptical. So how does Thorne take the athlete and the athletic training and get the most out of that human body?
Yeah, so I think it's really one, understanding yourself. I think you're right. Anyone who speaks in absolutes in advice really isn't getting down to that individual. We know so much about how much we vary. So for me, what I do at Thorne is kind of look at the whole person and see what are your kind of pain points. What's limiting you from doing the optimal performance you want? So for some people, that's, hey, sleep. Are we supplementing your sleep, or do you have good behaviors around sleep? For an athlete that's been competing for a long time, is it, you know, managing inflammation or joint support or tendon support? So what's kind of limiting you from being the best you and feeling good? That's where I usually start. And we'll tackle that first from a nutrition and supplementation standpoint. And then kind of once we've addressed that, okay, what's next, right? Because the worst thing you can do is just, all right, I want to be better. I'm so motivated and throw 1,000 things at a problem. And then you don't really know what's improving and what's not. And, you could be wasting some effort there.
I know some people who analyze it so hard that they bought their own, foot bath, and they've paid for the little pills with fecal matter. And they're trying to clean out their gut. And it's just, when is it too much? Like, what are some of the early quick tips you would give people that they don't have to go to these grandiose methods?
Yeah, I think you're right. That is the somebody who always wants to do something new and exciting, but it really comes down to the foundations for me. So the amount of people who are just, and Americans as a whole, we're underhydrated. So just simple things as hydration and electrolytes and making sure you get your protein. That's kind of the signal that, anything you're doing with your muscles is damaged to your muscles. They're made of protein. So do I have enough protein? Do I have it shortly after my training session so that I can kind of turn on the recovery window and optimize that recovery? And then it's just looking at the diet. What diet do I follow? Am I eliminating any food groups for any number of valid reasons? What are the nutrients in those foods? If I'm not getting them from my diet, is supplementation an answer? And a lot of times it's fixing those kind of common deficiencies is where we see a lot of the magic happen, rather than, yeah, taking cutting edge, potentially beneficial fecal supplements, not a product Thorne makes, to be clear. But yeah, it really is foundational, and it's not sexy or exciting for a lot of people, but it comes down to allowing your body to do its basic needs, and then it's able to do some of those higher level functions.
We only have about a minute and a half, but I've always been fascinated with good carbs, bad carbs. Like when I played college football in the 80s, we had to eat lasagna. We had to have like carbs at all time. But then dietitians will say, you want to lose weight, cut out carbs. So what's the middle ground?
Yeah, so carbs are a source of energy, right? So if you're using them, that's what they're for, right? If you provide your body with too much energy than you're putting out, right? So more carbohydrates in than you're using, yeah, then they can be an issue and cause some storage in different areas we may not want them. But yeah, it's really just timing them around your exercise. So the more active you are, the more likely you are to utilize those carbohydrates. And it's really anything, excess of any food, carbs, protein, whatever. That's when you can add too much of what your body needs. Your body's just going to be smart and put it somewhere for later use. So just understanding what you're doing and timing your major intakes around the major needs of those nutrients.
All right, so if our listeners' interest has piqued on more information with Thorne, where can they go for that?
Yeah, so Thorne.com, Thorne is a there's a treasure trove of information, both on the performance side to health and wellness, to figuring out which protein powder is right for you. Whatever your question is, there's about 30 medical people at Thorne giving their opinion there. So as much reading as you want is there. If you're at social media, Thorne Health on Instagram is another great way to interact with us.
That's Joel Totoro, the Director of Sports Science at Thorne. Very interesting stuff. Thanks for coming by, Joel.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.